Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's toasty. I mean, let's leave it at that. 87.88 degrees. We got a lot of stuff coming up straight ahead. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, will be with us at 5:35. By the way, Germ, this is an audible with you. Just a heads up. Texting as we speak with one of my friends. He's been on the program before, Rob Chadwick, who is retired from the FBI as well. He headed up the firearms training, all the firearms training for the Bureau up in Quantico. He is an expert on tactical matters, and he is someone who has experience with a lot of these riots we saw about 5 years ago. So I'm trying to get him lined up, Germ. I'm just giving you the heads up here, 405 or 505 if I get something back. If not, we'll get him on tomorrow, because he really, really, of everybody that's out there, has the insight to offer some expert analysis. And I look forward to getting him into the mix. But again, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, will be with us at 5:35. Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on as we speak. City of Richmond decides to hire somebody from Atlanta whose main claim to fame is that he kept their inspector general from looking at possible shenanigans involving the mayor and the city council. Ooh, that's not a good start. But we'll get to that later. I had the opportunity a few weeks back. I'm sort of scrolling through social media, as I am wont to do, and I come across a post from a friend of mine, Mark Jones, and he's talking about this new endeavor, something he's doing that's new. Now I know Mark, you know Mark, for years from Atlas 42 in the West End, the premier event locale, as far as I'm concerned, in Henrico. You know, it's just a beautiful place. I've been there for a lot of events, and I'm looking forward to more events in the future. It's just a great place. But I'm looking at this thing that Mark is doing, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is, because I don't fully understand. Then I run into him at an event, and I say, hey, explain this to me. And he did, and I thought, wow, this is something I want to share with you. So Mark is joining us. I'm happy to say, Mark, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, sir? Happy Monday.
Well, a happy Monday. I am great. I am absolutely thrilled that we have you on the air, because I really just want you to educate some of my listeners in the same way that you educated me. You've got this new activity that you're involved in. And as I mentioned to you, I said, you know, I don't fully understand it. So do you mind just sharing with everybody what it is that you're in now?
Yeah. Sure, Jeff. Hey, also, just so you know, I've got Joe Mormon here with me. He's our director of sales and operations. I just asked him to sit in to make sure, to make sure I don't do something crazy. So Joe's here. Oh. So basically, I started a new chapter in my life as a business broker with here locally with Transworld Business Advisors. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, basically what we do is that we help people buy and sell businesses. We work with sellers to find the right business for them to purchase, and then we also work with buyers to help them find the right acquisition for them. We've currently got a database of several hundred thousand of qualified buyers, and we try to help them find, you know, the right businesses for them to buy. There's a lot of baby boomers getting ready to come out of the workforce, and they're either going to want to retire from the businesses that they've owned, or the definition of retirement, I think, has changed over the last 15 years. So as they look to do something different, we think there's quite a bit of opportunity here. We also represent over 400 franchise concepts as well. for a lot of people, a franchise with a proven model that, you know, kind of you open up a manual and you start to follow is a little bit better fit for them. And then we also try to help folks value their business. A lot of times people think, well, hey, I had sales of X, so that's what my business is worth. Mm-hmm. And what we're and that's really not the case. So going through evaluation, we help them with that as well. So that, in a nutshell, as a business broker, is what I do. Is there anything you want to add, Joe?
I think that's a great description.
Cool. Okay. Now, I need to get some more details, though. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, someday when I, quote, don't have to work, right? I don't have to go someplace and do something, but I kind of want to keep my hands in this or that. I'd like to talk about, well, revenue. We all like revenue and that sort of stuff. So I reach out to you, Mark, and say, hey, I am interested in a business, but what sort of a business is right for me? Is that something you can help with, or do you say, look, here's a list and pick something?
Yeah, so generally, in fact, Jeff, I'm actually working with several buyers right now, and basically what I try and do is I try to build a profile of the right type of business. Do they want a restaurant or do they not? Do they want a gas station or something like that? And oftentimes it's we start with, well, here's what I don't want, but here's what I do want. Mm-hmm. So it's a process of kind of going through. That process takes multiple meetings because, again, the net starts big, and then we need to kind of narrow that to figure out what's a good fit for them. Do they want to be involved on a day-to-day basis? Are they going to be more of an absentee owner? So, again, there's a lot of different phases involved. But we help them through that process because this is what we do day in and day out. Last year, Transworld had we closed over $1 billion worth of transactions. So again, this is something that we do that's in our wheelhouse, and we like to help folks.
I think it sounds fascinating, and I'm trying to figure out a few things. So you're with Transworld Business Advisors, and Joe, you're part of this operation clearly in a management situation. Joe, if you don't mind, do you mind jumping in for a second just to tell me what your experience has been with people who reach out to you and say, okay, I'm at that stage of my life where, and then you help them fill in the blanks?
We do, and a lot depends on where, where they are in that life cycle. And, business owners sometimes forget about a really important step of owning a business, and that's thinking about what that exit strategy looks like. And it's really important because you don't want to build this business for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 plus years and then look around all of a sudden and go, well, now, how do I get out of this? So we take a seller, potential seller, a potential buyer, and we really work them through a journey, as we like to call it, and really help them understand the process, what to do to, if you're a seller, what to do to maximize your value. Yep. and help them find the best exit strategy.
You know, it's a fascinating thing. And Mark, I have to remind people again, Mark Jones is joining us, and you normally would know Mark, I think, from all of his involvement, owner operator over at Atlas 42, great place, but he is a business broker as well with Transworld Business Advisors. So Mark, it's not just about me buying the business, but it's about somebody who has spent 25 years of their life building the business. And I have to imagine that at some point, some of the business owners' kids look at them and say, yeah, it's not what I want to do, Dad. I'm sorry. Or it's not what I want to do, period. And there is no apology. Now they got to find somebody else to capitalize, if you will, to take over the work they've done, right?
Jeff, that is a great point. We see that happening time and time again where the mom and dad maybe started a business that did great, put them through college, and that's what they know. But this generation is a little bit different. And a lot of them, for various reasons, want to do something different. So then it's a matter of, hey, we have this business. It's done great for our family. But what do we do now? And that's the moment where if you pick the phone up and you give us a call, we can help you with that process. Right. It's also funny, Jeff, that we have a lot of people that own businesses that don't really understand or see that there's a value to somebody else. So again, there's, you know, sometimes people just decide to close a business, and like kind of like we like to say, they leave money on the table because they don't realize that, hey, somebody else, you know, is in a spot looking for that exact business. Let us help to put the two of you together, and you go from there. A lot of small businesses also have a lot of employees that you know, it's a matter of, well, hey, if I close the business, what's going to happen with them? You know, with this new golden age that we have, you know, happening, a lot of people don't know how to get involved in small business. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you know better than anyone that small business drives the economic engine for the U.S. So the question is, how do I get involved in that? And that's where we can come in and kind of help you with that process. Or as Joe said, what's the exit strategy? And if you don't have one, we need to help you with that. So that's a lot of what we do.
I love this. Mark Jones is joining us. He's a business broker over at Transworld. And you mentioned franchises, because I think that's one of the things so many of us, yeah, everybody's got a dream. I want to do this. I want to do that. And most of the time just stays over there in the corner. But there are a lot of people I know, because I've chatted with so many through the years, saying, I don't think I want to build something from the ground up. I'm not even interested in, I don't know, a business that somebody else built. But a franchise, man, look, it's all in place. It's kind of plug and play. But you're also helping people get into that space, as I understand it.
Yes, Jeff. So there's two things with franchises. One, again, when we sit down with them and kind of build that profile, again, for a lot of people, a franchise that has a proven system is a much better fit for them. And to be quite honest with you, if you go to the SBA for funding, franchises are much easier funded sometimes than other businesses. So that's, you know, so that's what we do. The other piece is, if you have a local business here that's really popular, whether it's a pizza place or, you know, whatever, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, I wonder what it would be like to, could I franchise that? Well, again, that's a whole nother thing. But within the Transworld family, we have a division that's exactly what they do, is that they help you franchise, because if you want to be in all 50 states, there's a lot that needs to happen. And there's a lot of legalities as well. So we get involved with, you know, with helping develop that franchise model to where you can go out and turn your one or two locations here in the Richmond area into 15, 20, or, you know, 30. So, again, there's a lot of value that we can bring to the table that we try to do.
I love it. Hey, look, Mark, I appreciate you being here. I want you to give everybody your contact info, because my whole goal in this, as you know, when we met and chatted, I said I had absolutely zero awareness of this. I had no idea. I had no idea about Transworld. I had no idea about what you were doing. And as you and I were just chatting, I just kept thinking, man, everybody should know about this. It might be something that we've got folks listening saying, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. So how do they get in touch with my friend Mark Jones?
So there's a couple of ways. My direct number is 804-510-0696. And my email is M Jones. That's Mark Jones. So mjones@tworld.com. And you can also find us at tworld.com/RVA. Okay. And I'd be more than happy. And Jeff, I'll send this to you on email as well. So if someone doesn't have a chance to write it down, but again, the cell phone is 804-510-0696. And my email is mjones@tworld.com.
I love it. You know, I've got a lot of people that I can very easily refer people to. Jeff, I need a doctor.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, Dr. Bob Quarles, that's your guy. Jeff, my roof is leaking, right? A-plus roofing, and now I think I got somebody as a business broker, Mark. I love it. So I appreciate you being here. I know we're going to chat again soon, or at least I want to chat with you real soon. And thanks so much for everything that you've done in the community throughout the years, and thanks so much for being here. That is Mark Jones, and Mark is a business broker with Trans World Business Advisors. If you did not know, as I did not know, that there was actually an entire profession devoted to brokering businesses, now you know. And you might be in a situation age-wise where you're thinking, huh, I'm not going to have to go into the office every day, but I'd like to be in a business. That's what he does. Or you've built the business and you're thinking, maybe we should franchise it, or maybe we need to find a new buyer, apparently. It's what Mark does as well. So great stuff. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.